devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard. His true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, Death Under the Chaplain.
Isn't it time we started on, Lamont?
Huh? I beg your pardon, Margot. I've been daydreaming.
I say it's been lovely having tea in this old garden, but after all, you're supposed to go to that faculty reception tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Mind me, I'm merely an old grad. Before you brought me to my senses, I was back in college days again. Come here a lot when I was in school. A few of us would get together on spring evenings and talk Oriental philosophy to all hours. And carry Professor Kaliman here to this table.
Carry him?
Yes, his legs are shriveled.
Shriveled?
It's utterly useless. His arms are slightly affected, too.
Sounds absolutely grotesque.
Yes, he's not very pleasant to look at. The only way he could get from place to place was to have a servant carry him like a baby. I should meet him.
Oh, I'm not sure I care to. How could a sinister person like that ever become a professor?
I admit some of his ideas are unusual, but he's a brilliant scholar.
Paper, mister?
Yes, paper? Please. Here you are, son.
Oh, gee, thanks, mister. Thanks a lot.
What paper is it, anyway?
Local daily. Here you are.
Oh, dear.
What's up?
Young Bobby Spence. He's killed himself.
Spence?
Yes, Bobby was a student here. Let's see what it says. Majored in philosophy. He would have graduated with highest honors in 2 days. He was found lying dead in his room this morning. Oh.
Does it say why he did it?
He left a note behind him, but the authorities have suppressed it. I wonder why he wants to take his own life.
Go to the campus, Margot. Possibly we'll find the answer to that question there.
Come in, Bragg.
Well, who was it?
President Winwood is here to see you.
Well, what of it?
Well, he looks very severe, sir. I hope he doesn't blame the philosophy department for this.
For what?
This tragedy of young Spencer.
That is not a tragedy. It is the logical conclusion of my teaching.
Professor Kalima, I know I'm only an instructor in your department, and of course no one can deny the truth of your philosophy, but aren't you afraid of
what?
Well, if the nature of your teaching became known...
Greg, you annoy me. Now, Anton here never does. He's both deaf and mute. But he always obeys without thinking. I have only to tap out a command on the palm of his hand like this.
Huh?
There, Greg. See how quickly Anton understands? Picks me up and seats me behind my desk. Good old Anton. Only grunts when I pat his shoulder, eh, Anton? Huh? Now, Greg, show our revered President Winwood in and hurry.
Yes, of course. Won't you come in, Dr. Winwood?
Yes, come in, sir. Come in. And how are you this fine...
Professor Kalima, may I speak to you in private?
Oh, if you wish. Take Anton with you, Bragg.
Yes.
There, Anton and Bragg have gone. Do sit down, my dear doctor.
I can say what I have to say standing. Kalima, I have just come from a meeting of the administration committee.
Yes?
It is my painful duty to ask for your resignation from the faculty.
Resignation? How dare you? My work is noted. The most brilliant department...
Just a moment. Kalima, your reputation for scholarship is very high. We grant that.
I've gathered the most remarkable young minds in this country
yes,
around me.
And what have you taught them?
Things beyond your comprehension.
I can believe that. You taught them that the world is vile, a hopeless smut. That mankind should be destroyed.
I taught them to think things through.
Even when they lead to despair and suicide. Suicide like young Robert Spence. Professor Quilima, you killed young Spence with your poisonous ideas as surely as if you'd put a pistol to his head and blown his brains out.
Don't be childish, Winwood. You know your rival university has been after me. It would serve you right if I went over to them.
Do you think they'll want you when I publish young Spence's suicide note?
What?
He names you as the man who drove him to it.
You wouldn't dare publish it.
I am going to. And don't bother to write out a resignation. You're discharged from the faculty. Dishonorably discharged. Good day.
Winwood, if you dare. Oh, you fool, you stupid fool. You imagine I won't have my revenge for this? But I haven't plotted it already. Come in, Bragg. Come in. Hurry. Bring Anton. I must get to work.
Is it really true? Winwood has discharged you?
Yes.
Yes, but he can't. It's outrageous. It's impossible.
Yeah, that's right, Bragg. Absolute belief in me is what I need right now. You and I will show these academic fools that they can't insult Philip Kalima.
That would be wonderful, but how will you do it?
I've been carrying out certain experiments secretly. Now we will find a use for my research and put it into practical chemistry.
Chemistry? Oh, I don't understand.
I mean to make a change, a slight change in the graduation exercises in the chapel tomorrow. As a warning to those who insult me.
Well, what are you going to do, Professor?
Plant a bomb in the basement. Time to explode as President Winwood is giving out his precious degrees.
Oh, hundreds of people. But you can't. That's murder.
What of it? It's going to be done. And you will help me.
No, I won't. I can't. Not murder. Let me out of here. Anton, stand away from the door.
No chance, Bragg. Anton cannot hear. And he knows I don't want you to get away. He has braced himself against the door. You'll stay and help me with my plan. You can't get away.
I can. I must. Even if I have to jump out this window.
Bragg.
You can't stop me.
He's gone through the window. I must signal Anton along this wall. To chase Bragg and bring him back. Anton understands, as he always does. He'll bring him back, and when he does, I can put my scheme of revenge into operation.
I've ever had of Lamont's alma mater.
I hope you approve.
Oh, yes. You know, Dr. Winwood, Lamont's especially anxious to see Professor Kalima.
Is he here? No, he isn't.
Surely he'll come to your wife's reception?
I believe not, Lamont.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Perhaps he's keeping open house himself. Margot, we might drop in there later.
That would be nice.
I don't believe I would, Lamont. There are special reasons. You see, well, I'd better not go into that.
Dr. Winwood, anything special happened to Professor Kalima?
As a matter of fact, Lamont, he's been thrown off the faculty.
Oh, no. But why?
For a pretty good reason, my boy. We know that Kalima is responsible for young Spencer's suicide.
That's not possible. Please explain.
I mustn't take the time now. Lamont, won't you trust our judgment? Tomorrow, perhaps, after the exercises, we can talk it over. Please excuse me now, Flint.
Lamont, what is it, Mr.?
It's a mistake. Come along quickly.
Wait, Lamont, where are we going?
To see Kalima, to offer him my help.
No answer, Lamont. The house must be empty.
Well, there's a light in Kalima's study. I'll try again.
Did you hear that voice?
Yes, Professor Kalima.
Why doesn't he come?
He must be out. Remember, Kalima can't move alone.
Oh, I see.
Let's go in. Yes, the door's unlocked.
Who's there?
An old friend, Professor.
A friend?
I'm coming in. Come along, Margot.
What do you wish of me?
Professor, I've come to... Don't you remember me... Lamont Cranston. This is my friend, Margot Lane.
What do you want?
I wanted to see you, to talk with you. Professor Kalima, perhaps I can help you.
I don't need help. It is the world that needs help now. Now that it is dared to defy me.
I don't understand.
How could you understand?
I've heard you're in trouble and you're here alone. Why did your servant leave you this way?
He's carrying out an order for me.
I wish I could see old Mac again.
Mac is not with me now. I have a better servant, Anton.
You could hardly find a better man than Mac, would you?
Ah, but I have a much better one. You see, Anton is a deaf mute.
A deaf mute?
Yes, young lady. He cannot speak a word. That means my secrets are all safe with him. And he's very strong and obedient.
But how can you speak to him, Professor?
Ah, you would be amused by that, Cranston. You always liked oddities. If Anton is beside me, I tap a message into the palm of his hand. If he's across the table, he puts out his palm, puts it down, and feels me tapping like this. Or even if Anton is leaning against a wall and I tap on it, he understands my message.
Very clever and convenient.
Ah, but that's nothing. I've grown much cleverer since you knew me, Cranston. I am now wiser than all the rest of mankind put together. Since they defy me, I'm going to punish them.
Tell me all about this punishment you're planning.
No, my friend. I'm not to be led into a trap that easily. If you wish to escape, take this pretty girl with you and go. Run away before it's too late.
No, I can't do that. I won't.
Then stay, you fool, and see what happens to you. Once I felt a silly affection for you, but there's no room for affection in the world I'm going to rule. Go. Go quickly, go.
Lamont, please.
Yes, Professor Quilima, I see that we must obey you. We shall go immediately, as you command.
That's wise. That's very wise. You were always the shrewdest of my pupils. Now go and close the door up.
That brilliant mind is gone. Kulima's genius has twisted his mind into dangerous channels.
It's lucky he can't move, can't harm anyone.
I'm not so sure. There's method in this madness. He's up to mischief, and I must find out what his plan is. I must.
But how? How can you?
By staying with him. Not leaving this house until I learn his plot.
He's driven you away once. He'll do it again.
No, Margot, because I'm going back to him later as the Shadow.
I thought Anton would catch you.
Let go of me, Anton. Let go of me.
Get it here, you
man. Let me go. Professor Kalima, why don't you leave me alone?
Because, my friend, you are the only one who knows just what I intend to do. I have no desire that my plan should be disclosed to anyone.
Let go. I won't tell anyone.
I'm sure you won't. You won't have the chance.
Make him stop. He's hurting my arm.
You must expect Anton to be a little annoyed at you, Bragg. After all, he's been chasing you all night.
Stop hounding me.
Don't be hysterical, Bragg. Now that you're close enough, I would tap on Anton's hand and tell him to release you.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, that's better.
There, now you're free.
Professor, you must give up this wild idea.
Give up my revenge? Don't be childish.
But to kill all those people, you've nothing against them. You don't even know most of them.
That is not important. My purpose is to ruin this college. When I'm finished, they'll regret the insult they've given me.
Yes, but hundreds of people will die, Professor. How can you sit there so calmly?
A little of that calmness might help you, Bragg. If you get excited, you might attempt to run away again, and that would be most unfortunate.
Oh, what do you mean?
The next time, Anton will not fetch you back. When he finds you, and he never fails, he will have orders to kill.
Kill? No, Professor. I won't run. Honestly,
that is wise, my friend.
Professor, but I've been your friend, your assistant. I know you're a great man, but... Isn't there some other way of punishing your enemies?
My way is best, Bragg. We will not discuss the question. Another word and I'll have Anton quiet.
No, don't do that.
Don't be alarmed. I'm only tapping Anton to tell him to pick me up. You see how easily he carries me, Bragg? Anton is very strong. He could snap your neck in a moment.
Yes, I know that.
We are going to lock you in here, Bragg. Anton and I will be back shortly. And don't try going out the window. Anton will be watching that from upstairs.
Kulima, wait! Oh, what am I going to do?
I can tell you, Mr. Bragg.
Who spoke?
I did, Mr. Bragg.
Yes, but there's no one here except me. The room's empty.
No, I am here. You're in the shadows, Mr. Bragg. I've been here all along.
Then you heard. You know the plot.
Not all of it. Tell me, what is this plan of Philip Quilima's?
No, I can't tell you.
Don't be afraid. Even if you can't see me, I'm here to help you. Believe me.
I can't tell you. It's too terrible.
What is terrible?
Quilima's plan. Oh, I can't tell. Anton would kill me. Quilima will make him do it.
Mr. Bragg, you must tell me. What is Philip Quilima planning to do?
No, you're all hounding me. Stop.
Bragg, you must tell me. You spoke of death, of hundreds dying. You want those deaths on your conscience?
No, I don't.
Speak, man. Who will die? What is Kulima planning?
Anton won't.
There's no time to waste. Remember, only you can save hundreds of lives. You must tell me.
Yes, I'll tell.
Good.
It's the chapel. Kulima is planning to blow up the chapel.
Are you sure?
Yes. During the commencement exercises, he has the bomb already. You must stop him.
Don't worry, I shall.
But we're locked up here. How can you?
Hush. They're coming back.
Bragg, who are you talking to? Who's in this room?
Why, I...
The truth, or do you want Anton to force it out of you?
No, please.
Well,
there was a man here, but you can't see him.
Man, you can't see?
Yes, he was just a voice.
Have you gone mad?
I don't know. I thought that was a voice. Are you here, voice? Answer me, voice!
Oh, you fool. Well, we shall lock you and your crazy idea up together. Come, Anton.
Oh, Professor... Professor, don't leave me here. Please, please, I can't stand it.
Hold it, dear boy.
Oh, please,
but I have finished my little task in my laboratory. If there was anyone in that room with Brad, he'd be there.
Is that so, Professor? When you and Anton reach your laboratory, a shadow will be there with you.
It is set and ready. How do you like the lovely toy we have made here in our laboratory?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you grin, eh? Even though you can't hear me, you know I am pleased. Good old Anton.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that this is a bomb, Anton, you might not be so pleased.
Professor Quilima.
What? Who's there? Who spoke?
I did, Professor. Men call me the Shadow.
What? Where are you?
Here. You cannot see me, but I'm in this room.
Oh, Bragg was right. You are the voice that can't be seen.
Yes, Professor, and I come to warn you. I've learned about your plan. It will fail.
You underestimate my power, Shadow.
Your servant seems disturbed, Professor.
He is asking about you, Shadow. Anton wants to know with whom I am talking. But I won't tell him you are here. Anton might be frightened.
You are not frightened, Professor.
I am not a child, Shadow. I do not know. I don't know how you work this trick of invisibility. But it's not important.
It may destroy your murderous plan.
That is a bluff, magician. Nothing can stop my revenge.
I will warn President Winwood to stop the exercises.
Go ahead. No one will believe that wild tale about an explosion. And anyway, it's too late. In a few minutes, the graduates will march into the chapel.
Quilima, you will fail.
No, Shadow. You are the one who will fail. My plan will work to perfection. You cannot stop me from leaving my laboratory here, because if you try, I'll drop this little clock here. And both you and I will be blasted into nothingness.
Even so, Professor Quilima, there will come a time when you won't escape from the Shadow. And that time is very near. Shadow calling Margot Lane. Shadow calling Margot. Warn President Winwood that Professor Quilima intends to blow up the chapel during commencement exercises. Hundreds will be killed. Get everyone out of the building. I'll try to stop Quilima. He and Anton just left here for the campus. He has the bomb with him. Everyone at the graduation is in danger. Danger. Hurry, Margot. Hurry. Hurry.
Admittance is only by invitation, miss. Have you got a card?
No, but I've got to see President Winwood immediately.
I'm sorry, but I've been stationed here to see that no one gets into the chapel without an invitation.
Listen to me. You've got to let me by. All those people in there may be killed.
I don't know.
I must reach President Winwood. There's a plot to blow up the chapel.
Now, I'm sorry, miss, but I think you'd better sit down somewhere and rest.
Everyone in the chapel is in danger. They may be killed. Killed, do you hear?
That's so loud now with your blarney. Do you want to start panic here?
Can't you tell when a person's telling the truth?
I'm sorry, miss. Now, I've been around this college for years, and I guess there's no aiming to blow up any part of it.
Please, at any minute the bomb may go off. You've got to let me in. You've got to.
Stop that now. Do you want to start a riot?
Put me down. Put me down.
I'm going to take you away from here. Cool off a bit.
You don't know what you're doing. You're letting hundreds of people get killed. Murdered.
Wait, Anton, stop. I must lock the basement door. Somebody might come in from the chapel over us. And we can't afford to be discovered, can we, my dear Anton? There. Listen. Starting the commencement exercises. Ah, but you can't hear the music, Anton. Never mind. It won't last long.
Professor Quilima, you didn't lock the Shadow out. I'm here before you.
I expected you would be, Shadow. That is why I locked the door.
Meaning?
Simply that I have the key, my friend. And you shall never leave this room beneath the chapel.
Nonsense, Professor. I know you too well to worry about that. Your life is very precious to you. You have no intention of losing it in this explosion.
There is no necessity, Shadow. I shall be far away when those fools upstairs are smashed into eternity.
When you leave, I shall simply shut off the bomb.
You are mistaken there, Shadow. When I leave, you will be dead. I am going to tell Anton to kill you.
That's a silly threat. How can your servant kill what he cannot see?
I have thought of that, and when I throw this light switch, so the room is dark in the shadow.
Can Anton see any better in the darkness than I can?
He does not have to see better, Shadow. But Anton will be able to see as well as you. You will not see him, and your being invisible will not help you. Your trick will not frighten Anton now.
No.
No, Shadow. Anton will find you, and with his strength, he will break you like a snap stick.
Don't be so sure, Kalima.
I have planned it well, Shadow. The door is locked. You cannot escape. The room is tiny. Anton is bound to catch you.
Others have tried to trap the Shadow.
But I have done it. You hear me tapping on Anton's hand? I'm telling him there is a man here in the darkness ordering him to search for you, Shadow. To put me down and kill my enemy. Anton is very angry with you, Shadow. You hear, Shadow?
I hear.
I've been very clever, Shadow. Anton has placed me in the middle of the room so that I shan't get in the way of his groping for you. There. He has started his search. He's coming toward you, Shadow.
Do you think so, Kulima?
Thank you for speaking, Shadow. I have pushed Anton toward the sound of your voice. You hear him coming toward you, Shadow? Anton will find you, and then you will die.
If that bomb goes off, we will all be killed.
There is plenty of time. You will not talk long with Anton's fingers around your throat.
Your man is rather slow, Kulima.
Slow, Shadow, but sure. Nothing can save you.
Nothing?
There. He has reached the wall. Now, Shadow, he will herd you back into your corner.
It is not over yet.
Are you prepared to die, Shadow? Listen, Shadow. He's moving along the wall.
And now, Professor, is the Shadow's turn to play.
Play? You're helpless.
Not quite, Kulima. Here is a trick I learned from you. Listen, Professor, do you recognize this? Anton is touching the wall and he can feel the vibrations. I tap out instructions like you do. I'm talking to him now.
No, Anton, don't listen. It's not your master.
Anton can't hear you, Kulima. Remember, he's a deaf mute. But he will pay attention to my signal, especially when I tell him that he's in a room with a time bomb.
Anton! Oh, if I could only reach the wall.
You're in the middle of the room, Kulima, and you're helpless. You cannot move unless someone carries you. It's dark, and Anton can't see you either.
I can crawl. I must reach the wall.
Too late, Kulima. Anton is afraid.
Anton, I'm going to back. It's a trick.
He can't hear you, Kulima. He smashed the door down. He's gone, Professor.
Oh, gone. Anton's left me. I am helpless.
Yes, Professor, helpless. Now I'll take this bomb away.
Stop, give me that bomb.
No, Professor, I have it.
Bless you. You snatched it out of my hand.
Yes, Professor, and I'll just shut off the mechanism. There, thank heaven, Kulima, your plan has failed.
You won, Shadow. But I have one trick left, young Spencer's trick. This little pill.
Kulima, don't!
It's too late, Shadow. I've swallowed the pill. Death is almost instantaneous. I only wish I...
Poison. Poison, I can smell it. The most deadly poison known. So, Professor Kulima has killed himself. A brilliant mind. Too brilliant. His dreams of power and revenge upon those who thwarted them unbalanced it and drove him to crime. No matter what the cause, crime is a boomerang that returns to punish the guilty ones who set it in motion.
Fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.